This is Roman.
Hey, Alfonso. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
From where?
The Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to touch base with you. I know you spoke with Ruben, and he said that you're going to send some quotes over.
Quotes for? Ruben. Quotes for what?
Is this Alfonso?
This is Alfonso speaking.
Oh yeah, the quotes for, you know, the spray foam and the trailer.
Oh, the spray foam.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, well, we got some right here in my office. I just got.
You got. Is this a bad time?
Yeah. You know, I'm probably gonna call this off because, you know, it's been too much hassle. I don't have time to be dealing too much about this. Yeah, I'm probably gonna go back with the lenders. I got the $80,000 loan, and you know, because too much.
Yeah, I know. We're trying.
I don't have any time to be answering the phone. I'm too busy.
No, yeah. I understand that.
Yeah, you know, I can get money. You know, I got money. I got cash money, so I just gotta do it my way. You know, and I just was thinking to get something for my company to grow, to get credit, but you know, it's too much hassle.
Well, yeah, that's what we're trying to do. All we need is the quotes for him to get you going.
Yeah, well, any way you guys can do a credit line for whatever I need, I can use it. You know, any way you guys can do that.
Yeah,
because you guys give me a credit, $50,000 credit line, and I'm happy.
How much do you want?
$50,000.
Yeah, see, we had you, and you said you're going to use that for equipment. I mean, what we're trying to tell you is like.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing, you know. If you use it for equipment or whatever, you know, it's any way you guys can give me a credit line for whatever I need.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pay you guys. I'm not going to run with the money. I got money.
Yeah, no, yeah. And that's not what we're. Basically, we had.
It's much hassle, brother. You know, I just said, you know, I don't have time for this, and, you know, and it's not that much money, you know, so I carry that money in my pocket.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
You know?
And that's what I'm trying to help you out is, like, we had you approved for $23,000 in working capital, and you said you were going to use that for equipment, and we can use you, we can get you.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, even my assistant, Chimbe, already there. I'm gonna go to the bank.
They all say they can help you.
They all say they can help me out, and you know, it's too much.
We can help you. That's what I'm getting at. You're not letting me finish.
Other stuff.
You hear?
No. Yeah, because you guys don't understand.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. You know.
No, and I'm trying to help you out, man. Like I really am.
No, you know, you're not gonna try to help me out because you know, if you want to help me out, then. You're not going to run for $50,000 and I'm making payments, man.
No, okay.
It's simple as that. You know, I got my company.
Exactly. Well, you got your money. You can't. You have too much out right now. You're over-leveraging yourself, man. You don't know how money works.
Just forget it, brother. You know, I really appreciate that. You know, I mean, all you guys have work and everything. I really appreciate that. You know, but, you know, I don't have time. You know, I'm not a guy sitting down on my desk. I'm a guy, you know, I get up on the roof and get my stuff done, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what
and
I'm trying to make
it. You know, I ask him for that money because I want to spend my cash money. That's it. But, you know, I really got a headache yesterday. I get another headache today.
I'm not trying to give you a headache.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you, you know? I really am.
I really appreciate that, you know. But, you know, if you come out with $50,000 credit line, you know, that way I can use whatever I can use, and I pay you guys. You know, I don't have to pay you know, I don't owe money to nobody.
Well, you still have those loans out, though.
Huh?
You still have that loan out.
$8,000 loan? I can pay that tomorrow with my own cash money.
And
if I want to. You know?
Yeah. But why'd you use it, then, if you had the cash for it?
Well, that $8,000 does nothing. You know, that's not enough to buy my equipment.
Yeah.
And I got the only thing, I got three jobs lined up. You know, the $25,000 job. For this month. If
exactly.
I wait for another month, so I gotta lose half of that money because I gotta pay to the guy who's doing the phone for me.
Yeah, and I
understand. The time, you know, I can do those three jobs, and my chin is going to be paid off.
Yeah, I understand. That's what I'm saying. Is like you said, you were going to use that money for equipment, and what we're trying to do is get the quotes for our equipment finance.
Yeah, policy. For equipment, but you know, I got no time to go for get a quote for equipment. I ain't got no time for that because you know I can make. I make $1,000 an hour. You know.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's great.
Then, you know, I got to go over there and the this and that. And, you know, I don't have time for that.
You know. I know, and I hear you. I'm just saying, man, because we had that capital, so we can get you $23,000 for the cash that you needed for just cash. I know
that
you don't.
Do
you
what
have
I
that.
Need. You know, I need over $50,000. $22,000. It doesn't do it.
What I'm saying is, we have equipment finance programs, so we can take care of your equipment for you, get that out of the way, and then you have $23,000 you could use for whatever. You don't have to buy the equipment anymore. You know what I'm saying? Now that's out, and now you have that $23,000 cash to like throw on materials or. Go to Vegas? I mean, I don't know what you want to do with it. That's what I'm saying is we have older programs to where you don't need, like, you won't have to use that $23,000 for the equipment. We can use the equipment.
Okay, look this. We got this proposal for how much? The $147,000, Yolanda? Which is the one we got yesterday? The code for the spray, the phone sprayer.
Mm-hmm.
$47,000?
Yeah.
We got one right here for the chips. You know, I got the invoice for my truck for $55,000, and then I got this one for $29,000.
Okay, and you have that with you right now?
Complete spray foam, trailer spray, we everything. You know?
Yeah.
I never use. I get in this for $29,625. I got the paperwork right here on my desk.
You have it on your desk? The
yeah.
paper? You could send that over to me. That's all I need is those invoices.
Okay. And then I just bought my truck.
Uh-huh.
$55,000. That's for my equipment. That's part of the equipment.
Yeah, send it over.
So that's why I was asking for $90,000.
No, that's what I mean. Like, if you send that over to me, I can get those programs. All I need are the invoices. We don't need to go through all this other stuff. Just the invoices you have already.
Okay, I got to push it to you. She's going to send it to you right now.
Okay, perfect. Okay. I'll be waiting for it. And then I can get this going, you know, to Ruben, and we can get you an answer.
So he's going to be the one that's going to get you through.
Whoever gives me the best deal and the quicker, that's the one I'm going to take.
Well, nobody's giving you a good
deal. Well, she's saying she's going to give it to me right now. Talk to him.
Hello, hi. This is Yolanda.
Hi, Yolanda. This is Danny. How you doing?
Hi, Danny.
Hi. All we need are the invoices. That's all we need. I'm not trying to ask you guys to, like, reapply or anything like that. All we would need is the invoices for our equipment finance programs.
Invoices?
Yeah, he said he had the $55,000 for the truck, the invoice that he just bought. And then he said he had a $29,000 for the foam and the trailer. $29,600, right? Like the invoice?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you send that
over.
It's
not an invoice. It's not an invoice. It's just something I put it out on online. For the foam sprayer.
Oh, is it like someone that's selling it online for that price or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's like a quote. It's like a soft quote, you know. So we can. That's all we need. Are those. So, like, say you have found that machine, or, yeah, the spray foamer, like you said. So, it's $29,600, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you have, like, the link, or, like, is it printed out like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's all we would need. We just need that and for the truck, because that's all he wanted, right? Is that including the trailer?
Yes. It's the complete spray foam trailer, everything.
Okay, yeah, that's all we would need, and if you can send that over, I'll get it to Ruben, and they'll start like working on it and get you guys an answer, because I know he needs this for that job, you know, because he wants to do that spray foam himself, and all we're saying is we have, you know, those two different programs for equipment, because I know he needed that capital, right, and he was going to use it for equipment, and we have the capital, improve for capital on the side as well, so like. He doesn't have to use all his money for the equipment is what I'm getting at. Because we have those programs. We can help him out and still get him more capital, like unsecured cash that he could use for whatever else he needed, you know?
Okay.
That's what we're trying. That's why it's confusing. That's why it sounds weird, but it's literally like all we need are those invoices that you guys have already.
Okay, and you got everything else already?
Yeah, we have everything else. That's all we need are those, the truck invoice, and then, yeah, that spray foam invoice that you have, or that, I guess, soft quote.
Okay, I thought you were another lender that we just haven't went through yet.
Oh, no, no.
Okay. So you're from where, who? Because I know we went through three other ones.
The Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, okay. Bank of,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So, yeah, he was in a hurry. He took off. So, I'm going to have to ask him for his invoice for his vehicle.
Okay.
As far as the trailer spray thing, I can email that to you.
Okay, perfect. And yeah, you have my email, correct? It's
yeah, I should have it on here.
It's DannyP@bankofcardiff.com.
Okay. Yeah, so as soon as he gets here, I don't know how he can get his invoice. He's probably going to have me do it. I don't know what to do right now. So, I mean, that's his personal stuff.
Yeah, so, okay. And that's fine. Whenever, I mean, you get it. I was just calling to see where you guys were at with it. Because I know Ruben talked to him. And, yeah, I was talking to
I do apologize, but I really thought you were another lender because they all tell us the same thing. And it's there's another one that said they couldn't give him a loan. He had to do a $6,000. They can only do $6,000 to give up his credit for a month, and then they can do more. And it's like, well, now you've got $6,000.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
You know?
That's like nothing. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, so he was just really mad about that, and then I just thought he was just talking, because he talks to all kinds of people. I mean, he put me through, like, at least 20 people had me fax over information. I'm like, Alfonso, he's like, well, I thought you were doing the same one. I'm like, no. I go, if you want me to handle it, have them call the office. Have them talk to me, because I know who I'm talking to. And I say, you don't. You think you're talking to the same person. You're not.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm over here resending new stuff. I keep sending the bank statements. I keep sending this. They need this. They need that. And he's like, well, I don't know. I thought I was talking to the same person. I was like, well, that's why you need to send them to the office.
Yeah.
Like, there's different companies that are calling you. And, you know, I already lost track how many people I sent this information to.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
your credit's going to go really low.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, no one's, like, really reinventing the wheel, honestly. I mean, if you guys, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And I told him, that's why I really thought he was talking to another one. I go, who's that? It's another person. I'm like, oh, my God. I go, Alfonso, they're not going to do nothing for you. They're going to keep telling you the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I was getting upset, too, because I keep doing this for him, and he's getting nowhere. And
yeah.
It's like, you know, and it's like, no, we need to stick it with at least two right now. See what we get from them.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, just send it because he said he can do this. Yeah, Alfonso, they say the same thing because they want, you know.
Yeah, they want, you know, their business. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm sorry. I'm sorry it's so frustrating. But, I mean, we really do have, like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
But, okay, so, yeah, as soon as he gets here, I will ask him for that, and he can't get it by today. I could probably call someone to go to give me a payout for his vehicle or something, or the value of it.
Okay, yeah.
So
and
he
I mean,
the whole value of it, or what he owes on it?
Yeah, just the invoice, like the what he owes on it,
total.
And the value. Yeah, total.
Okay.
Yeah, and then just that. Little soft invoice you have for that spray foam and the trailer.
Okay.
And yeah.
What's your direct line?
My direct line, it's whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, it's 858.
Uh-huh.
779.
Uh-huh. 0424. Okay. All right, so I'll give you a call a little later today. What time do you leave from there?
Actually, in about an hour.
Okay.
You'll be out of us. So, I mean,
How about tomorrow morning?
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. And what time should I follow up with you tomorrow?
I don't know, like 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Well, thank you, Londa. And sorry for the confusion.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, well, he confuses me all the time.
Yeah, right.
Like, man, I'm just... Because he thinks he's talking to the same person. They call him... Different people call him on the phone. And he's talking and he's making decisions. And it's like, I thought that's what I'm supposed to do here in the office. That's why I'm here in the office to do that for you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you get an accident, you talk on the phone or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. And and people just say, you know, the craziest things. Trying to get people to do stuff. It's pretty crazy.
Okay, well, Danny, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, sounds good, Yolanda.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.